the sound of cards shuffling, so you know what that means.
It's candy?
No, it's cribbage time.
That's it. The other C word.
The other C word. Welcome to the newest episode of Pegging with Paul. I'm your co-host, Matthew James Greer, and as always, the incomparable, the
Paul,
invincible, the
Tiberius, the great Unger.
What if I didn't call you Paul Tiberius? What if I called you Pauly Timothy Uger? Like just like
I feel like that's a character like a Christmas Carol, and I'm like the injured little fawn.
Oh, let's be honest. Your whole life, you have been a character in a Christmas Carol, like that. Your whole like you always.
I have my ups and downs. Is that it, or is that, or am I like the secondary character in the?
No, you're. It seems like your whole life waiting for that moment where like someone comes around and like, grants you magic wishes, and like, you're waiting for that moment. Like
he gets magic wishes in the Christmas Carol.
I mean, just any Christmas story. So like I'm saying, like a frosty snowman shows up, Rudolph shows up. I'm saying you. You seem to be the kid who believed in Santa way too long, and then and now it's finally being rewarded.
If that hat is magic, I want it back. I don't know what else to say after that.
So, there we go. So, welcome everyone. We are the... Do we have a title? I mean, we're a cribbage podcast.
Yeah.
Because we love cribbage. And people at home, if you don't know what cribbage...
One of the few, I want to say.
I'm going to talk... I'm going to give the intro, and then we're going to talk about some right. cribbage news locally that I found out. I haven't got a chance to talk to you. But... if you don't know, cribbage is this great game with a board and holes and a track and pegs. And the idea is to score 121 points. First one who wins. You deal out the cards. You get six cards a player. Two we discard into the crib as a bonus hand for the dealer. And you score points by making runs, pairs, flushes, and any numerical addition to 15. There's some weird rules like knobs and heels and...
Don't touch my hand.
Don't touch your hand. Stuff like that. But... you know,
that was the best. I think that was the best intro detailing our podcast there, Matt. Good job.
Yeah, there you go. So, actually, I was going to tell you local cribbage, but that's going to be in crib culture at the end of the thing. So, yeah, I'll keep that.
You did that to mess with my game now.
Yeah, so a
little
bit.
I'm going to think about it all this podcast.
But, Paul, we love cribbage. But what's the best part about cribbage?
The conversations, the talking, the ideas, the new stories and characters that Matt comes up with blows your mind.
It's true. I do that. Yes. Me and Paul have known each other for most of our lives at this point. Yeah. Like, we realized later on...
Almost half.
I think we realized we've known each other longer than we've not known each other.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but also awesome. It's like, oh...
I put it on the...
We should have led more adventurous lives, I'm trying to say. We should have went out in the world.
I put it on the meter of more awesome.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Awesome. What we do is we ask each other a question that we never ask each other. These weird random questions that are just bizarre.
Keep it a secret.
We play our hand, we score the points, and then we answer the question. It sounds a little more complicated than it is, but you'll catch it.
Pretty rudimentary.
It's pretty fun. Yeah. So we're playing this awesome new deck that I got at Chicago Comic Con, C2E2. It is called, it's the Royals playing card.
Does he have the artist's name on there or no?
I wish I did. I have his card at home, and but an actual artist in this. I will find it, and then when I post it online, I will have the why is it not on?
I don't
on
think
the,
it's probably on there. No. Because it's bought by Bicycle.
No, this is Von Art.
Oh, okay.
You know what? That's his name. It's like artist handle. Von Art. If you go,
okay.
Yeah. Von Art is what he's like, his like online presence, but he has an actual name.
Maybe it'll be this year at C2E2.
Yes, and they're fantastic. They're glorious, and they're black and white, and they're really pretty look pictures on them. And look at this one. Look at that.
Those are pretty. Those are. There haven't been cards with that type of art caliber on it.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to use caliber. That's why I said that.
Okay, I'm gonna use the word caliber in one of my questions, just so you know. I haven't thought about it yet, but...
That's good, because you haven't thought of any questions.
Sometimes, I would say 80% of the time, I pre-do the questions.
Not today.
Not today.
Okay.
Today is... this is on the Sewer Pants. Also, we are coming live from a Starbucks, so if you hear some coffee being made in the background, that's what that is. Actually, I should never tell them. I like to think
now we gotta delete this whole thing, Matt.
No, I like to think that people assume we're recording at your house, and like you just have an espresso bar,
customers, kids just saying hello and walking in.
Yeah.
That sounds bad, actually.
You didn't kid. I was gonna say, how about neighbors?
Like, neighbors,
the
yeah.
The whole neighbor comes over for a coffee.
Neighbors. I live in the boonies. I live in a field where no one is.
There's a lot of people around you. What are you talking about?
I mean, trains.
With so many trains, there's got to be people.
Hey, give me one more card.
All right.
It's fine. Six cards, Matt.
Six
not
cards.
Five. That's okay, though. And you just gave me garbage.
I give myself a possibility? Oh, no.
I could do your fancy flushes.
You know I love flush. You know I love it. On a side note, I believe that Starbucks water, the actual like tap water they have, is awesome. Like it's one of my favorite like we're at a restaurant.
Well, see, beans from another time came back in time and put a filter on, special filter, just for Starbucks, because Starbucks has so much money, and they created this. I'm just going
to
stop there.
I just think they make coffee, so they probably want the purest and best water, so I assume that's why their water tastes that
good. There's water in coffee?
Oh, my God. Okay. You got to discard cards.
I
got to
put two in. All right.
This is really bugging me that I'm breaking something up, but I have to, because...
Should I do
it?
I'm going to... Yeah, I'll do it. Matt's favorite.
Do this. All right, so...
So
Paul's
I card,
cut the card.
Because you dealt.
And it's an ace, which means
that's
I'm
good.
Which means I'm the greatest alive.
Is it? But it's not the ace of spades.
So. Oh, yeah, it's not the ace of spades. Yeah. It's ace of clubs. So what is your question for me, Big Paul?
My question is... Who would be good actors for the humans in the Gargoyles live-action movie when it finally comes out?
You see who's directing, right? Kenna Brown?
Yeah. I'm kind of pumped about that.
Kind of pumped about that, too, yeah.
Hopefully it'll be, like, the first Thor, not the second Thor.
Well, he's been in other really good movies, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he's a good writer, too, and a pretty good actor.
Did you watch the movie Belfast that came out a couple years ago? The Black Man About His Childhood? Great. It was my number one movie of the year.
Is it over 2 hours? Then I won't watch it.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know.
I'm just joking. I only watch cartoons that are 20 minutes long.
I'm aware, Paul. You've never grown up. You're a Toys R Us kid. So my question for you is, what article of clothing from the past, something that's like that was fashionable at one point, is not, and that you would, if you had the power, just make it fashionable again. Okay. I wish I could wear, like, I don't know, lederhosen or Jinkle jeans or
Got
whatever
it.
You want to be. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Done. All right. You start,
though. Because you dealt, so I'll put down first. 9.
I'm going to see if you have it.
And that's a
19?
19? What do I do?
And then a 10, folks, and Paul is furious.
Well, no, I don't want to put 20, because then you could get 30, and then no one has an ace. And...
Wow, things are happening.
Oh, but then I put a 2 down, then you get 21, and then you put down 31. But then I have to...
Wow, is this the whole game going to be like this?
That's a waste of my 5. That's why.
That's... Go.
Really? So what's that?
Well, I don't know what to say. That's 19 plus that is 24.
Four,
right?
24.
Go, yeah.
24, 26, Six. And 27 for only a point.
Oh my God, Paul, you're so mad. 8, 16 for 2, 24 for 7. It could not have worked any, like it's like
you got in my mind. You.
This is what I wanted to happen, but I was like, there's no way he's doing this. I was like, because I was. I thought it was maybe like a couple eights. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you got 3 8s in a row, and you got how many pegging points there?
I got 7. Oh no, I got 9 because 2 plus the pair royal plus the go was 9 total.
6 8 and then last card for a point. Yep. You son of a gun.
You go first though.
All right, I have a 9 5 2 ace and the ace is cut.
Yeah,
so the 9 and
so, you
so
the four
15
point
once, 15
yeah.
twice. Points. With the 9-5 ace, and then 4-point flush for 8?
And a pair for 10.
And a pair for 10, thank you.
My hand is not that good. I gambled, hoping for the triple run.
Yeah.
Didn't
that's
have
a good gamble, though.
Yeah, that's how I thought.
When it pays off, bam.
And it's the first hand.
Yeah.
So I have a 3-8s and a 10 for 6. It's a pair royal. That's one of the weird things. They don't call 3 of kind, they call pair royal.
Because this is cribbage. It's more elite.
And also, they call 4 of a kind a set, but in poker, a set's 3 of a kind. Just weird stuff.
Did you develop cribbage? Did you make up these rules, Matt?
I wish I did. Oh, man, I...
You got the ace there. What do you got?
I have 15-2, 15-4, pair of 7. Just 52-54.
How do you... Can you tell the combination of
pairs? So, jack 4, ace is 15, and then the 7-4-3 ace is another one.
Yep. If that's the amount of cribbage, you really stretch it to get that 15.
I want that. That's how I do it. So, all right, answer my question because I got to think about your question.
It is, so from any time period, right? Mm-hmm. It is the chainmail codpiece?
Yeah.
Chainmail codpiece.
Okay. Wow.
Hey, you got to protect. Well, actually, I already had it, so.
Well, it still would hurt.
It would hurt, yeah, yes.
I was thinking more fashion. You were thinking more functionality. You're like, hey, what
that's
do
pretty,
I do?
Hey.
How often do you
bring it back? Right.
How many times do your kids actually hit you in the balls?
Hey.
Run up to you. Like when they're real little?
Not as often as you think.
I was thinking
because
a little.
I'm very cognizant about it.
You gotta be. They're at that height. You know, they run right at you. Yeah.
It's either you get smacked in the balls or they hit the wall or a corner of a cabinet.
I mean, your boys seem like.
Oh, they're all over.
And they also seem they're a little bit like they're very Unger-esque, where they're like, I just feel like their coordination is not great.
I have great coordination. Did you see me play hoops?
Yeah, I did.
Yesterday?
I saw it in high school. You're peaking. It was bad.
I was so good, I didn't even play it in high school.
I thought you played a couple of rec games with them.
Mm.
Weren't you in like the eighth grade girls?
That's right. I did. Yeah. The Transformers. Yep.
I mean, the best teammate was the eighth grade girls basketball team because they were high school boys, but it was still a funny name.
Did you? Yeah, you remember that? I wore short shorts.
Yes.
That was a blast. That was fun.
Were you there the time? Because I was on three teams. I was on Team X, and then I was on Bush League. But last year was the Fat Boys. Because we were all offensive linemen.
I don't remember that one.
So one game we decided we were all going to play in skirts, and we did. But Michael Bosch didn't have a skirt. He couldn't find it. He didn't realize what was going on. So he went to the locker room and took out a hefty bag and like turned into a giant like diaper, basically punched holes in it. We weren't very good.
It's more about the theatricality. Yes.
I mean, my jersey had the number 17 in Roman numerals just to make it difficult on the referees.
That sounds pure mad.
Yes.
What's your question? Question.
My answer is the humans. We're talking the detective. Is it Montoya, right?
Elisa Montoya.
Yeah. So we're talking her. I said Xanatos.
Xanatos.
And then maybe the one member of the pack who marries Xanatos. I don't want to do all the whole
pack.
I mean,
they could do the whole pack. I don't know if they're going to do that story.
I'm asking how many people would you want me to answer for?
I want Elisa.
Okay.
I want Xanatos, and I want what's Xanatos's
assistant?
Assistant's name.
I forget, but he becomes Puck at some point.
Yeah.
So.
Spoiler. Well, that's a big spoiler, man.
Sure, I guess. if you guys haven't watched Gargoyles from the 90s yet, and you haven't got around to it, I guess I put a spoiler from season 4.
There's some 8-year-old kid listening to this podcast.
Crying.
Like, no.
What's your kid?
I was too away. Too away from that episode.
The first thing your wife's ever like, hey, let's listen to Daddy's podcast. your boys are crying. What? No.
They come up, what do you do? They listen to your podcast, Paul.
We didn't swear nothing. You go, yeah, but you spoil Gargoyles. Oh, right. Okay, so.
Those three.
Okay. Xanatos, I don't know how he's going to hold up now, but I would like to be played by the guy who voices him.
Jonathan Franks?
Jonathan Franks would have been my regular choice. But
if you want to.
But he needs to be younger. And he's like,
No. Do you remember A Dial of Destiny, what they did with Harrison Ford?
Okay, and then Jonathan Franks for sure.
Okay.
Elisa, I'm going to say, just because I actually like the actress, and she just got fired, and she's Melissa Ferriga, I think her name is, Freeman, or she's the lead actress from the new Scream movies, who just got let go. She's actually a really good actress.
Oh, I
like her.
Did you just break something?
Yes, 100% just broke a clip. Don't worry about it. Because I couldn't remember her name, and I was like, I should look at my phone, but my phone is recording this, so I can't do that. But she's really good.
Okay.
And then for his assistant, which, it's like Alexander or Alex or David. It's going to drive you crazy. David Hyde Pierce from Frasier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Glasses, blonde hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, you deal and new questions, baby.
Right. Shuffling. I should have been shuffling.
I don't know why you weren't.
I was intrigued. I was enthralled. I'm using toilet paper word of the day.
Nice.
I'm not actually, but just covering for my lack of
vocabulary,
direction, and where we're talking.
You don't. You're,
how
you're,
we're talking.
You surprise for some mind of your caliber to be like that. So
look at your cards, man.
You got a question for me?
Ooh. Yes. Next question is. So, granted, I did these a long time ago, so I'm just going to read them how they were.
Sure.
If they were to make a superhero show of perfect strangers, who would they be and what's it called?
Okay. So we're talking like just active superheroes?
Yeah, Belky and...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay. I like that, but I have an amazing... I thought of a Spider-Man storyline that's so good that it means you should write it and become millionaires. It's the best storyline I've ever had.
Do you become millionaires when you do that?
That's how good it is.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like people just give us money. Like, hey, thank you for creating this. Here's $100.
That's it? $100? That's it?
Everyone we see. Like, just everyone walks up to us.
Oh,
like,
okay.
What have they got? Yeah. Richer people give us more. Poor people, like, it's a sliding scale. Are you trying to take my cards?
No, I dealt.
Oh, you did. Thank you for... Okay, that changes things.
Come on, Matt.
I'm sorry. I got distracted. Okay, Perfect Strangers. So
what's my question?
Okay. You're rebooting the show Captain Planet.
Okay.
It's crazy how much Captain Planet comes into our podcast. If you really listen back, I think it's at least 5 times.
I want you to give me the 5 new rings, but like different powers. Like they're not Earth, Wind, Fire. Like what are the updated versions of this?
Okay.
Alright? And okay. What is it? Yes. I'm gonna cut.
Cut me a good card and it's an ace again?
Captain Planet comes a lot, but not in close how much Gargoyles comes up in this show. If you want to have the best drinking, we should make a pickleball drink game. Drink when you hear Gargoyles, when you hear Mighty Max, when you hear Captain Planet.
Is it only when Paul says it or when anyone says it?
Anyone says it. I said, yeah. You say, yeah. All right.
Mighty Max.
Well, they're
drink.
We're going to be super caffeinated.
Alright.
Hey, not that would do it because you've got too much caffeine.
What?
You would hurt your heart, maybe, whatever. But you drink too much booze, you get drunk. What level of coffee drink taking would be
how many cups of coffee?
Could you take before it started getting the caffeine version of
drunk? Your heart's hurting?
Yeah, how many cups do you do?
How many cups could I do?
Yeah, because then this would be
with feeling a little tinge of that's something happening, I would say 4 or 5.
Me too. I did the other day at work where I didn't realize it while I was doing it because I made a pot and then we basically share it. I probably in 7 hours 8 cups of coffee.
That's
and there was
way
a part
too
where
much.
My
Matt.
Hands were shaking.
You need to eat some food. Or
so then
drink
I started drinking. I must have drank 2 gallons of water because I felt unwell. I was like, oh no, holy cow. This is one of those things where I was kind of tired. I was like,
I get that.
Yeah,
I
wasn't paying attention. And the thing is, if it starts getting cold, I'll just slam it. Oh, it's getting cold now.
Yeah, cold coffee.
Well, not cold.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting lukewarm. I better drink it down.
So Melissa hates warm coffee. She puts ice cubes in it.
Okay. That's fine. I hope you like it. The iced coffee is the coffee of my people. Okay, bisexuals. Well. That's our thing.
Okay.
It is a thing.
All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why is that? Is it the chemistry, or is it just a fad, or
a little bit this way, a little that way?
I like how you said that. Good.
Here we go.
All right, you go first.
2.
We are on hand 2.
Yeah, we got
and it is 40 minutes.
This is what happens when we don't record a while. The first one is always insane.
19.
We'll get
19. 25.
27.
30.
1, 4, 5.
No, you don't.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. So you had a run of 3 and you had the 15, so that's 5 points.
I'm pegging the hell out of it today.
You son of a building block. Last card with the pack.
This is a PG podcast.
It is a PG.
And we're going to be better on it.
We're or you?
Hey, I'm one of the post list. You've sworn on this podcast more than me. I've done the last 2. Yes, you've done more. It's for the record, the score is 4-3. It's not and it's always been 1, and it's never been the F-bomb. We've never done that. All of our podcasts could be on network TV. One swear, because there were more content. It's almost always been the S word.
Yeah, well, because South Park made it.
And it's because it's always when we screw up, too.
Yeah.
It's always that. I didn't do it. I made the noise.
Okay.
Oh, I come first.
What are you playing, football?
I'm playing football. So I have a king, 2 twos, and 2 aces. So that's 15-2, 15-4. Pair of 6, pair of 8.
No. 15-2, 15-4, 15... Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm thinking wrong. We're good. You're good.
Yeah, okay.
You're right.
Don't confuse me, sir.
I'm confusing myself. So I had 7, 6, 5, 3. So I have a run of 3. And then... Do I have any 15s? 15 ones with the 6, 5, 3, 1.
Yeah, yeah.
So
That seems impossible. You have no 15s in that.
Ugh.
The ace 6, 5, 3.
That's what I just said.
You have 7, 5, 3, then ace 6, 5, 3. So
okay.
Yeah, you have 2 because the ace and the 6 is 7.
We can add.
Hey, that was a hard.
Hey, it takes 2
confusing. That was confusing.
To tango.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Something like that, for sure. All
right. Does ace high
No, it's not.
I had to do that. It's an inside joke. Because when we started playing, I was like, Matt, can we do the ace high? He's like, no.
He must have asked it like 15 times. First 10 were like legit, like I keep forgetting. And then it was just to make me angry.
I have 2 points, right? With just two aces? Because ace, king, queen, six?
Yeah. No.
2 points, folks.
Yeah.
Wow. Real... I don't know, what do we say? What's
real point? Munson.
Real Munson.
A question about my superhero. You want... can they be from, like, any...
It could be DC, it could be Marvel, it could be...
Anything?
Any... Yeah, just two comic book characters that are, like, Belky and... What's the other guy's name?
Cousin... What's he called? Cousin...
Larry?
Cousin Larry.
Yeah.
Wow. I
pulled
that
out of nowhere.
I haven't watched A Perfect Stranger since it was, like... on the air.
TGIF.
Yeah. That's 20 plus years ago, Paul. In fact, you got a Cousin Larry out of that. That is bonkers. So I'm going to do the two. So the problem is, like, I realized I casted not Perfect Strangers, but I casted The Odd Couple in my head, which I know really
like. It's pretty much the same thing.
Well, because, like, well, one's a slob, one's a, so I was going to have Howard the Duck.
Okay.
With Bruce Wayne, like just the opposite.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like,
especially, I like that.
Yeah, but that's more like The Odd Couple. If he's a weird guy, if it's a, oh, I'm so bad at the name, but Mr. McPixels, Mr. Flixix, the.
It's the one where you have to say his name backwards.
Yeah, Mr. McPixels.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's more like Bulky.
Yeah.
Them. So Mr. McPixels.
It doesn't have to be exact.
Okay. Mr. McPixels with. With Reed Richards. So I think he'd be constantly annoyed for breaking the laws of physics when he's trying to make science
the
happen.
Whole apartment explodes.
Yeah, yeah. All the time. All right, one of my five power rings.
One is the power of snot.
Oh.
Snot splurting.
You're so gross.
The other one is to... it has the power to just, like, levitate telekinesis.
There. That was what I was hoping for.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like...
So, yeah. Like, I want to write a book. I'm not going to use my wrists. I'm just going to
like this. I was hoping for, like, other, like, elemental things.
I got three more.
Yeah, but okay.
Next
not telekinesis.
The other one is to fire acorns at squirrels because they suck.
Ooh,
I don't like squirrels.
Next time you see Justin, ask about the squirrel that gave a scar on his face.
Really?
Ask about it.
Okay. See, that's why I don't like, because Justin's a good guy and I don't want squirrels hurting him.
Yeah.
The next one would be...
It's your joke. Why does it make you laugh so much?
Because it's so stupid.
Okay. I get real thoughts when I answer.
The power to say a sexy phrase at the right moment.
So the power to be kind of cool? Is what
kind of, yeah.
the power to be sexy.
Pretty much.
Okay. I like it. Hey, it's the best one you've made so far.
Well, there's already Earth, so I can't do Earth. The next one is to... spontaneously make pull and peel Twizzlers.
Okay.
So I can eat that because I love those. None of these are for other people. It's for me.
I was saying, if you're making one for yourself, you should have made it like for real. Like one's like, oh, the power of controlling traffic so I can never, I'm always on time. Or it's like, if we're going to go that way with it, let's go.
Hey, ease the brakes there. Hold on. And the next one is the power to...
You're like a five. You already did a five.
I did five?
Yeah.
I think that's four, but all right.
All right, okay.
All right, that's fine.
Sexy, pull and peel, acorn, snot, and telekinesis. That's five.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
That's the weakest cat of all time. Like, I'm saying, like, I think of having powers that are just good for everyday life. Like, what, like, control traffic.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because if you're just going to be funny, like, oh, this ring lets make so no one can ever give me a spoiler. Ever in any movie. Or anything. Just things like that.
Oh, well, that would be key when hanging out with you.
There we go. Well, also, I realize what you think is a spoiler is way different than I think is a spoiler. Like, oh, that's something in the trailer.
Anything is a spoiler,
yeah.
Man.
I'm dealing. You got a question for me?
Yes. Oh, so who should be the main villain in the DC universe, the gun version?
Oh, okay. That's just a bait. Okay, all right.
Do they have it already?
No.
Oh, okay.
This wasn't expecting... After the snot ring thing, I wasn't expecting a normal question. I'm sorry. I was just a little thrown by that. He's like, what if they're all snot people? Oh, I never break up a flush, right? Okay.
Never.
All right, I got to think of a question for you right now.
Because I came prepared.
Yes, and I did not, honestly. All right. Who should they recast Jonathan Majors as King?
Oh, yeah. All right, what is the story?
You went on trial today, so.
What happened? I don't know anything. I just know he's bad.
it's not appropriate for
Never mind.
PG podcast. Let's just say he assaulted someone. Allegedly.
He insulted someone?
Assaulted.
Oh, assaulted.
Allegedly.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll find out at trial.
Gotcha.
So,
because trials always find matures.
Hey, I didn't say it was a perfect system. I just said, well, what's going to happen. All right. Never make a flush.
Ready?
These drawings are so good, though.
It's like the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, I totally made the wrong, totally rewrong one.
Okay. Always new sounds to that.
Well, I can't say what I want to say right now. PG. All right.
All right. I go. Mm-hmm. 4.
13.
15 for 2.
Yeah, I guess. 25.
28.
Go.
7. 12.
Hey, for 4.
Aw, man. Yeah,
man,
run
I'm pegging like it's my job.
It's usually the other way around. I peg, and you have the monster hands.
It's been the other way around today. I'm all day on this one. You go first, sir.
All right. So I have 2, 3, 4, 5,
6.
And 6, so it's a long run. And then 15 once, 15 twice?
Twice, yeah.
So 5, 9?
9. It's a hard work of 9.
Hey. Okay. I'm like the
so horse. I have a flush, and I have a 9, 7, 6 queen, and there's a 6 cut, so I have a flush for 4, 15, 2, 15, 4, and a pair is 6, so the total is 10. No, I threw a 9 away to keep the flush, though.
Well, let's see. Would that be much? Oh, not yet. Yeah. So it would be 12 or 14?
14.
Yeah.
10 to 4. I mean, I lost 4 points. You can't win them all, folks. Sometimes you make the rules. Sometimes the rules make you. Is that a mistake?
Should
that
be on a shirt.
Almost,
or a bumper sticker.
Almost another flush. One card away. The 5-point flush.
The 5-point flush in the crib is pretty impressive.
Yeah. So, folks, if you get a 5-point flush in your hand, the cut cards are in the crib, it has to be 5 points.
Yeah.
There's no 4-point flush. So, which is impressive. But I don't have it, though. I just have king, 8, 9, 6, 3, so I have a 15-2.
That's how they should be for you, not me.
All right.
What are the questions again?
So, who should replace Jonathan Majors, if they do.
Okay.
And then the big bad for the whole DC universe. Because I don't know if he's going to be... I mean, I don't know. I think they're going to not make it like Marvel where everything's connected. They're all connected, but like... I don't know.
See, I think they should do that because
no, they're definitely all connected. But I'm saying I don't know if like every like Swamp Thing's not gonna come in contact with Wonder Woman. Like that's in the steel. Like, but maybe I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, Justice League Dark.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? So they already kind of gave the villain away from the Superman legacy. They already announced like.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Brainiac.
Oh okay.
And be honest, that would have been my answer before that got announced for the Big Bad. I think it's a good one for the start.
Yeah.
Like it's because like, you don't want your dark side right away. You know?
Well, no, because this is like, from what I heard, it's when he's starting off. It's like year one Batman.
No. Superman Legacy?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Like when he's young.
No, well, it's the opposite.
Not?
No,
that's when he's old?
He's older. He's been Superman for a while. That's a guy, like, because they announced.
But why didn't they keep Henry Cavill?
No, they wanted to be like. So Superman starts when he's, what, 18, 19? When he goes,
yeah.
Like, you know, so he's like 26. He's still younger. But the idea is like, it's kind of like the Batman. Where he's been Batman for a while, but
okay.
He's still young. Yes, in that sense.
Okay, I get you.
But yes, but like he's young, he's new enough that he hasn't met Brainiac yet, you know? But
okay.
Do you see like some of the cast that's going to be like actual other superheroes they've already cast or are going to be in the movie? Mr. Terrific, Guy Gardner, Hawkgirl, Plastic Man are all going to be in this movie in some aspect they cast them?
I can see that because
Nathan
it's gone.
Nathan Fillion is Guy Gardner.
I did see that,
yeah.
That's right.
And there's like two other ones that Amanda Waller's gonna be in like that. So the other thing is like, so I would say the other villain would, I think for this first run,
yeah,
it should be Brainiac, and maybe because it's not gonna be because he's the first one out, so not the main villain. So then my guess is maybe Ares.
Because of Wonder Woman.
Yeah, and because okay. Like because this comes later in the run and it's big enough where it makes sense, but enough to use him. Because I feel like his second phase is gonna be Amanda Waller. I think it's going to be more like...
Suicide Squad?
Yeah, it's more like the Gubber and Cadmus and that, because then we'll get, like, the Bizarro Superman, and we'll get things like that.
Okay.
And, like, the government trying, like, the reaction to, like, these 8 movies coming out, and, like, how are we going to feel? Oh, we got to get this under control.
I get that.
It's and like, then it's going to weaken the heroes, and then, I mean, the fact there's no Justice League on those, like, until, like, the third year. Like,
well, they don't want to screw it up, because It is a big title, and I feel like they somewhat screwed it up the last time.
Yeah. Yes. Who should be the new Kang if they have it?
The new Kang?
And so, I'll post it. It can be anything because the variants are all different types of people, races. Like, that's how that works, you know?
I want to keep it to the race that they wanted.
Okay, well, yeah, no, I'm saying, it can be anything. I mean, it can be any person. Like, you do tell this with it. It's fine. No, but I'm okay with that. No, but don't just try to find something that looks just like Jonathan Majors, like I'm saying.
No, but I thought, like, well, Kane's is supposed to be, like, older? Or no?
No. Well, some are Immortus was. Some were younger when he's Victor Timely, he is younger.
So, say, like, Denzel Washington, if they could ever get him. He's a great actor.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, he's a Denzel. Probably really good at it. All right, I'll find that. Because you'd be young, because Iron Lad was the young Kang, you know, who were.
See, I don't know a lot of Marvel. I know certain titles of Marvel.
So, the young Avengers is a very, very popular book. Came out like in the 20-teens, you know? Yeah. And it's Iron Lad, because the Avengers are broken up.
Okay.
He comes to our time to find the Avengers for help.
Okay.
And there's no Avengers, so he like, recruits a young team. And it's that's when we first meet Hawkeye with Kate Bishop. Speed and Wiccan's the first time we meet them. We get Hulkling. We get the Iron Patriot. Just Patriot, which is Isaiah Bradley, the Black Captain of America from the Vietnam. It's his grandson.
Okay.
And then we get, we do. And then we get, who else? We get one other person. Vision. And it looks just like a Vision. The idea is, like, it's supposed to be a new Vision. Like, Vision is dead, and they, like had a backup copy of his brain. So, like,
is that what the whole WandaVision one?
Yeah, it comes off a little bit. So, but it's revealed later, because you're meant to believe that it's Tony Stark from the future.
Okay.
And it's finally revealed that it kicks off. It's a young man. It's actually Kang.
Is that why I see all this Tony Stark possibly coming back?
And it's actually Kang, who was a young boy, traveling time and saw what he becomes and doesn't want to become that, you know? Mm-hmm. And he wants help because his older self says, no, you gotta come back here. Because there's like a whole tragic backstory of Kane, why he becomes the way he is.
Of course.
He doesn't get his Uncle Ben moment where he gets his wife dies, he decides to conquer the universe basically. And he doesn't want to go through all that. There's a whole batch of bad stuff that happens to Kane that makes him like that.
Okay.
So he doesn't want to go through that. And he's like, no, you help me. My older self is just like his future. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be interesting. So yeah. But Denzel, great. I love it. It's your group?
It is my crib, sir.
I don't like when things are yours.
We are a third of the way, and we are at... Matt's at 47. I am at 33.
We're only halfway through recording. We do an hour at 30 minutes. Okay. We're good.
All right. You want to cut the deck, though?
Cut the deck. You got a question for me, sir?
Yes. Jack, that a boy. Gets 2 points.
Well, that is heels, or nibs for the Midwest people, but it's called heels. He gets 2 points.
Your question is, what did I write? All right, if the colors green and fuchsia got in an argument that led to a brawl, who would win and how would it unfold?
Is fuchsia red?
I don't know, but if you want to, sure.
I don't know what fuchsia is.
How about green and turquoise?
Sure, done.
Okay. I don't know why I came up with that, but I did.
Okay. And a question for me to you. I mean, you kind of broke my brain right there. But I will... Now that you've gave me a color question, I was going to do something else, but I want to give you a color question back, but...
Numbers question?
No, I'll take a something better than that. We're playing cards all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a king, there's a queen, there's a jack. Give me a fourth face card. Invent a new face card.
Okay. Got it. Love it.
All right. I start, right?
It's called Cribbage Unlimited.
10. See one, play one, baby.
19.
Okay, thank you. 29 for 3.
31 for 2.
Sneaky, sneaky boy. 10.
17.
22.
29 for last card.
There you go. So I have, So I have a jack, 10, queen, 5, and a jack was cut. So I have a double run for 8, plus 15, 2, 54, 56, 58. 16. Paul was asking for me to get a big hand. He's like, you should get a big hand. So I thought I would oblige. 5, 10, 15, 16.
Destroying right now.
That's how
good
we do it.
God. I have 2 7s.
Do you really have just 2 points?
I have 2 points.
Holy cow.
9-2 and 7-7. Jack's
like
cut.
It's like you're not even trying.
I'm trying with these questions.
Okay. Oh, that's fair.
A run. So 3, 4, 5, king. So, run of 3 and 15 once, 15 twice.
That's it.
Yeah, So
respectable seven.
Seven.
I think four more in the crib is the rule. You know, you get more than that, you're fine.
All right. So, question. My question was...
Make a new face card for Cribbage. And I'll tell you who wins. So, Orne, Green and Turquoise are fighting.
Yes.
And it's actually taking place in a boxing ring.
Okay. What's the boxing ring color?
No, it's you only finish. It's a Mastercard card. It's a regular... It's like
okay.
A, all the spectators are actually different... one side's all unicorns. The other side's all gargoyles. And they're like, the fight is happening and it gets out of control. And at some point... It explodes. The ring is there, and both Green and Turquoise are unconscious. And Rocky Balboa is winning in the middle. He's got his arms up, and he somehow won the thing. Rocky's the winner.
Did he have the exploding punch?
Yes, he came in and just knocked both out because he didn't like them fighting. They're brothers, and they shouldn't fight.
Yeah, I mean they all come from the same box.
Sure.
Turquoise and was
I mean,
it Green?
I gave you your new face card. What is your new face card? But I gave you the a crazy answer because you gave me a crazy goddamn question.
Did you just swear?
Curse when you swear. I didn't swear.
All right. The new face card is what is it called?
I know.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking of the Castle Times.
Was it a
not servant?
A serf. A jester?
No, I don't want to go jester, because that's a
joke. A nobleman, a concubine?
Not, definitely not a concubine.
A knight?
No. It's going to be...
The regent? The wizard?
Peasant.
Peasant, okay.
Or the bishop. The bishop who is a peasant.
Okay.
That takes over the kingdom and starts an uprising. That's a backdrop story to it.
Never break up a flush, right? That's the rule?
I guess?
It's the rule I live by.
I gotta get... Alright. Hopefully I get a good card. I mean, this is garbage. Not winning at this. Not winning at this.
You got a question for me, sir?
Yeah, somewhere in here. Alright. Do you want another color question?
I hope not.
Okay. What's Matt's warranty slogan for Matt's Warehouse and Fort Shoes?
Okay. Alright. How tired were you when you made these? Like, was it... Or...
That's what he said. I was like, I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay. My question for you, good sir, is... God, I had it. That question knocked right on my head. Wow. Alright. Okay. Huh. That's so strange. Wow, you've broken me.
Yes!
You've broken me.
That's
right
it.
Now.
We're not playing Courage anymore. That was my goal, and I'm done.
Okay, here's the thing. You've been, as a relatively novice D&D, but you've been playing it for over a year now, so you've been to it.
Yeah.
You're aware of, like, a lot of what's going on there. Add a new race of characters that you can play in D&D that we don't have right now. There's something from, like, the fantasy world that you thought would be fun to add in there.
Are you going to correct me if it's like, oh, no,
if it's,
Simpsons
if it's,
did it.
No, but if it's one that you haven't thought of, and you didn't know, then I'll
okay.
let you know.
Okay.
I mean, but it's, you know, they're...
New race.
Yeah, new race.
Okay.
And or a new class. It could be like a new job.
Okay.
You know, like, that's easier. I mean, or you can do both or one or the other, like...
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then mine was my slogan. Okay. You start, by the way. Holy cow. I don't do that question, man. That is
6.
15-2. That's what you get.
25.
28. Got 3 for 6. I was a little worried about that.
You have 9 and 3. I'll put down 5.
15-2.
Dang it.
I told you I had a flush. I don't know why you're looking for patterns. That is 21.
21.
Last card. Yes, other times you should be like, yeah, what's the run?
Yeah.
I have a flush. It's random. It's chaos.
That's true. I know what I'm going to say. I got it. Okay, we're good.
You account for yourself.
All right. So I have a 10, 5, 6, and 6. 15 once. That's mine.
That's right. Thank you.
15 once, and pair for 4.
How are you playing so poorly?
I don't know.
So I have I'm flush for 4, and then I have a 15-2. And a 6. Best scrim ever? Yeah. I have 2 queens of jack and a 2, so I have a pair for 2, pair for 4, and knobs is 5.
You got the knobs.
Everything's better with a knob.
Alright.
Alright, so you asked me what my slogan is for Matt's imported shoes. Matt Corsh goes, if they break, they're yours, I don't care, no warranty, no fuss, no buts, no worries.
Love it. Yeah, good job. I like the voice that you had too.
Yeah.
So you can't see it, obviously, it's a podcast, but Matt had this like turned head, looking downward over his glass a little bit, kind of like stare in his eye as he said that. It was classic.
It was good. It was a full performance for sure.
All right. My new race is going to be fish, horse, people.
Like a seahorse people you're trying to say?
No, it's going to be four legs, fish head.
So you want like a centaur but fish body?
Fish head. It can breathe on land and underwater.
Okay. It's a place, well, I don't know about you, because it's like, I was expecting you to like, I just thought you just picked something from like Tolkien or something. You overachieved the assignment. I like it. Okay, you're fish horse people.
And the class
do
is...
Do they have a name?
The class...
Is race?
Aqua Hooves.
Ooh, I like Aqua Hooves. I was going to say the Eds, because Mr. Ed, but I like this
one.
Oh,
yeah. And the class is... Knight's Apprentice. Bless you.
Knight's Apprentice. That's this.
I don't know. Is that class?
No, but like, what's that in like lore? That's just like your
knights.
Yeah, they have their helper is it's not apprentice. It's
squire.
Squire. Yeah.
A squire. Okay.
Yeah. There's no class. You can be a squire.
A royal squire.
That's fine.
Okay.
I would have added mutants, like as humans with weird powers born.
I basically have. It is a mutant.
Well, it's a mutated thing, like a whole race of city. I would add mutants, so they could all be random stuff and be kind of fun to make like a weird power. And the class I want, and I kind of have in my other one, was two different ones. Smuggler should be one.
Okay.
Or Bounty Hunter. I think they both should be in them. I'm basically stealing for Star Wars. I want to be Han Solo, or I want to be Boba Fett. And the fact that I can't be is unacceptable.
You should talk to...
I'm talking to everyone, man.
George Lucas, or not so much. He doesn't have much to say anymore.
Well, he doesn't really run D&D, so...
I know, but never mind. I'd take two cards, please.
Yeah,
I'm looking at my cards, okay? I like to finish this podcast sometime, too.
I'm pissed. I don't know what you're worried about. I'm so far ahead. It seems to be over like 10 minutes. You got a question for me, sir?
Yeah. Your next question, Matt, is...
I have a real Paul Unger moment right now. I gotta blow my nose.
Really?
It's never happened in our entire friendship.
You should get your nose checked out, Matt.
Never, ever happened. All right, different question.
So, Matt's walking away right now. So, he doesn't have supersonic ears, so he cannot hear my question right now. But Matt always cheats. He doesn't say it. I haven't caught him yet. It doesn't mean it's wrong because I didn't catch him. It is wrong, and he cheats. He is at peg 83. And I'm at peg 51. Obviously, he cheats. So if you see him on the street, say, hey, cheater, let Paul win.
Did you call me a cheater?
I did not. So your question is, could Liar Liar be a Christmas movie? You know how, like, Die Hard is a Christmas movie for you.
Does Liar Liar happen during Christmas?
I'm just asking, could it become one of those, like, Christmas-feeling type movies?
Okay. I think it really was. I remember watching this like it used to play on.
Do you want a new question?
Yeah, I know for a fact it wasn't for a while. It was like a Christmas movie, kind of like how, for a while, like remember, like for some reason, National Treasure was always on during Christmas. For some reason, like it was this program for a while. It's a family movie. Like a lot of families would become Christmas movies.
Well, I was going the whole like moral like Christmas movies are all about. Having a moral and, like, regaining that.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I feel like I think a lot of the family Disney-esque movies like that are at some point become a...
Do I have stuff on my nose, too?
No, I just can't. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm having a real Paul Unger day.
Hold on. All right, new question.
Because it's my family. We watch Lila. When we were kids, we would watch Lila and Chris's my family a bunch.
Okay.
My mom's side of the family.
See, I'm in your head.
And my mom's in the family, yeah. They love the movie.
If you were a good sculptor.
A good what?
If you were a good sculptor.
Sculptor, okay.
Oh, never mind.
I don't get what you're saying.
If you were a good sculptor.
Okay.
The way I'm saying it makes you a bad sculptor.
I am a bad sculptor. I couldn't sculpt anything.
What food would you use as your medium, and what's the first art piece you would make?
All right. this guy.
Real humdingers today, folks. All right, what's my question?
Okay.
You
if
don't
you
have
were
any.
If you were a good person,
I am great. I'm not good. I'm great. Ooh, bang.
You could, if you're a good person.
Yes.
And it was your job.
Yes.
To, this sounds mean.
Just stand, just do it.
I was like,
get
you,
over
you
it.
Have the power to cure three diseases. What are those diseases?
Well, that's a heavy burden.
I know.
On my shoulders there, man.
Well, which one does it make the cut in Paul's world? Hurting. That's a real moral dilemma.
Jeez, man.
I know, right?
All right. Okay.
Okay. Ton. Ask me.
Give me. All right. So you.
Two.
You joker. See it play at 2, 4.
14.
24 for 2.
Jesus.
Hey, I gotta get.
29.
Go.
Hey, here we go.
That's 4.
7.
Yay! Oh. 17. I thought I had a different card in my hand, obviously.
So I have 3, 2, 5, 10, and it's 10. What's cutting? I have 15, 2, 15, 4, 15, 6, 15, 8, bears 10.
You want to see this monster? 2 points!
I mean, this is a family-friendly show, but I feel like that's anytime Paul takes off his pants, that's what he says. You want to see this monster? 2 points. There's that sexy ring back again.
There we go. Put it back in my pocket. I got a double run there.
There we go.
8-7-7-6. I knew I should do
and 2-15s.
And 2-15s, so 12?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a monster.
There we go. Still way behind, folks. I'm 5, 10, 15, 20, 24. Still behind.
So... ask me what I'm sculpting and what food am I using, kind of deal. So once, I don't know if you've ever seen. Yeah, you just drank my coffee. What is yours? You think mine is ugh. Because it tastes like coffee? Is that the problem?
It tastes awful.
It's a caramel macchiato with 4 shots of espresso.
Get it away from me. There you go.
It's been the whole game. And you just found... More importantly, I got your cooties, which is never coming off. So, I don't know if you've ever seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
So, he very famously uses mashed potatoes as a sculpture.
Yeah.
And then the Simpsons...
What's it called? Devil's Speakers?
Yeah. But then the Simpsons do that again when Homer gets obsessed going to clown college. And he goes, that's it. You guys are holding back. I'm going to clown college. Because he gets new billboard day. And he stops...
I don't remember this.
So, he stops... Like, Krusty gets in financial trouble. And you just stop wasting money. And why he's just coming to tell me he's like losing money, he's lighting his cigars once with a $100 bill, and then with the first issue of Superman, and then
I kind of remember that.
And then he's like a condor eggs for omelets like that. And he goes, he opens a clown college. Homer sees, I don't know if that's true or not, one day a month when they put up new billboards, I guess. And Homer's seeing all the new things he's got to buy, and he gets them all. So I'm not going to that clown college. That ever has no effect on me. And it's, stuck in his brain. I'm going. So he takes some mashed potatoes and makes it do, a big tent, circus. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing the Homer Simpson, the Simpson homage.
Did you watch Simpsons recently or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I watched so much Simpsons as a kid that it's constantly running through my head. I have one friend who, me and him send Simpsons memes back and forth every day to each other. His name's Dan Ellsberger, and he's a great person.
I know Dan. Dan's a good guy. I like him.
Yeah.
He's even a better dad.
Yes, he's this. All right, what 3 diseases are you curing? This is such a mean question.
Obviously cancer.
Okay, cancers. It's a numbers game. I like that. There you go. Yeah.
The other one is going to be, I'm telling all cancers.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm going to go. And it's got cancer cells. Ooh, oh, done.
I feel like we're on the brink of AIDS being a cure for AIDS, so I'm not going to say AIDS.
Yeah, it does affect, sure. That's a livable disease. I think you want to go for the terminal disease. Ones that's you get it, you're not.
I don't know a lot. Because tumors are cancer, right?
Yeah. ALS is a hard one. Parkinson's. MS. Emphysema. It could be dementia or Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, because I'm going to get it. And the last one is saving it for the future when there's a zombie apocalypse. The cure is all zombies.
Well, only Paul Unger would have godlike powers and screw it up. Like, I'm going to save one for later. What if you get killed, like, hit by a car and then there's a disease? Like, I just feel like all these blind children are like, why didn't you cure blindness, Paul? Why did you cure blindness?
Were you thinking of all these like things you're going to say when I...
No,
after I just, all
like,
my three?
Once again, you were like, I'm going to save it for the future zombie apocalypse. I hope you become a zombie. I hope you're zombie one. You can't use it because you're the first one.
Oh, well, eventually I'll get it. But I'll have a torso and one arm. And
that's it. All right.
Give me some cards.
Well, did I answer my question? I don't know what my question was now because you just...
It was the food.
Good, okay. You broke me again with your Paul-like Paul.
I'm messing with you.
Is that all right, five?
One more. Okay. All right, so your next one is... All right, what's better, the X-Men or Spider-Man 90s series?
Oh, okay.
All right, but it has to be shorter than 1 minute.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Because you're very good at talking about in depth about...
Are you saying the answer has to be shorter than 1 minute?
Yes. You can only have 1 minute to say it.
We're fine. First of all, you don't control me. And two, no. So I think that's pretty good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, and your question is... How dare you? Yeah.
Is this like a college essay? Like, it's like, no. Wait, the question's no? How am I supposed to write this answer?
No, your question is going to be... rank me the from childhood, top five board games.
Top, all right. So are we talking like board games? Is there like a gimmick?
It needs, what?
As long as it has a board.
Yeah, a tabletop game. I mean, okay. If you want to put cribbage on there, that's fine. But it has to have like a physical apparatus at some point. Okay. Like Battleship's not a board game, but yes, it's a board game. Like there's no board.
Okay. Non-computer, non-video game. Okay.
No video games, and no... If it has cards, it has to have something else with it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But, like...
My child.
Yes. I mean, if you want to do a Pictionary, allow it.
Did I have to have it?
You want to put Rapid Fire in there, don't you? But you never had that one.
It was
Crossfire.
There you go, buddy.
That can be honorable mention. We all wanted that game. So, my buddy Max Cuck had it when we were kids, and we played it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Lived up to the hype. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
It was hard.
You played it?
Yeah.
It was fun.
I didn't have a friend at it.
Oh, yeah, as long as you played it. I thought you were like, I saw the commercials and I wanted to put that on. No, as long as you played it. Fine.
So as long as I played it. Okay, got it. All right.
I already forgot what question you gave me, but okay.
Eight. Better. Which is better? The X-Men or the Spider-Man?
16 for two.
16,
23.
24.
That's me.
24
for six.
24 for six.
Go. You got seven?
No, I wish I had 23, though.
You thought you'd get more eight?
Yeah. Mm. Last card. Wait. Yeah, okay.
10.
18.
27 for three. And it goes for four. And then last card.
Parallel.
You know? Paul's got 3 8s and an 8.
Just cannot get it.
Right, Jack 10, 9, 8, so I have a run. I have a run for 4 and 15-2, 15-4 for 6.
Am I skunked?
Maybe. I mean, I don't control that kind of stuff, but... It's more of a Paul question.
That's yours. I was going to take your crib there.
You were going to take my crib. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry.
Two aces, a 2, and a king. I have a 15-2 and a pair is 4. So, people, right now, Paul is...
Way behind.
Paul needs... 88 points to get out, and I need 10. So that's how you know.
I don't like these cards. They're beautiful, but we're never playing with these cards again. We had to bring out my Harley.
I never ever do that to you. You are always like banishing cards. Name one deck of cards I said you can't play them again.
Jurassic Park.
No.
You said the Harley ones.
I said I hate them, but I never banished cards. It's not the cards' fault. It's Paul Unger's fault. The worst person alive.
The zombie apocalypse, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right.
We got to answer our questions, though.
What were the questions? Yeah.
All right. The X-Men was the better show.
Why?
Because it was better?
No, I mean, that's a very valid answer. I just want an explanation why.
I feel like it was one, like the animation better. They didn't use the 3D CG that the Spider-Man did.
Yeah, slipping through the city line.
Yeah. I think they had really good voice acting. I mean, though I like Peter Parker's, but I didn't love the voice acting a little bit. And the Kingpin, like, no one see iconic to me. Like, that guy sounds like Wolverine. That's in my mind. Okay. Sounds like Storm. That one's, and also I didn't love. So I think the first two seasons, the Spider-Man are really good, but I didn't love the introduction of Morbius and Blade.
Okay.
That storyline was weird to me, and also the fact that it ends on a 100% a cliffhanger. They never finish it up.
See, I've never finished it, so I don't.
Oh, it's so it was.
That's
supposed
fine. You don't.
No, it's just real good. It was supposed to be Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh,
and
really?
It does it. They start it, and they have their war. He has all the Spider-Man. Yeah. And then, but you know, Mary Jane's been missing for like 3 seasons.
Okay.
And he doesn't know that she fell through a portal, and it ends with him and Madame Web going into the multiverse to find her.
Whoa.
Because she died in season 3 in the next 2 seasons. She shows up again as a clone from Hydro Man.
Spoilers!
So that's what it is. So the X-Men just got a better start. I just like X-Men better.
The
than
animation is better in X-Men 2.
Except for that last season. Holy cow.
I haven't seen the last.
The last season of X-Men has like the quality. Like,
did they run out of money?
They very famously were like, so like, getting it with money.
Yeah.
And they had really, they were like, the contract to do like, I think 12 episodes, like a shortened season.
Yeah.
And the first 6 are with the original one, and the last 6 are like completely different. It looks completely different. And it's rough. It's rough.
I'll have to look at that. Okay.
Yeah. Watch the. There's one where Julie tells a fairy tale to a bunch of kids in the Morlock Town, so they're trapped, and it's like.
What is this, Mad Max?
A little bit Mad Max. It's weird. Is your crib though?
Wouldn't it be great if someone like heard our podcast and be like, "Hey, we want you to come to C2E2 and be on a stage, the main stage. Forget Chris Evans. We want Peyton Westphal."
Yeah, I think.
Would you do it?
Yeah, of course.
I'd be too scared. I would.
I know you're a coward.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut this back. You never answered my question though.
My question is, Dizzy Dinosaur.
Okay. Well, great. I was gonna put that on my list. We didn't hear.
It from the Pit.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
It's basically so.
Oh, is it the one with the hand that came
out?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Never played it.
And like the artwork on the from the box is beautiful. It's okay. Awesome. Guess who?
Okay.
Mousetrap,
all right.
I mean, we were talking about Crossfire, so...
Crossfire.
I'm going to say the last one is going to be... There was this weird... I forget the one. I played it at some friend's house. I forgot the name of it. But it was kind of like Tetris, and you had this, like, pneumatic motor tool that, like...
Punched out things. And you, it was, like, collapse or something?
I forgot what it's called, though.
I forgot, too.
I mean, there's many. There's Don't Wake Daddy, there's...
Yeah.
There's so many good ones.
Most of mine, I mean, I'm a huge Monopoly fan, so it makes a list. Mine would be Monopoly, Life, Disease Dinosaur, Crossfire, and Mousetrap. Those are my 5.
Yep, yeah, yep.
Like, those are staples in my house. Guess who, though? We did play a lot of Guess Who. I didn't think about
Guess
that.
Guess Who, yeah.
And I also, you know what? I'm knocking Life out, and actually, one I really liked was Battleship. I was a big Battleship fan.
And we
had the
election. You and Rihanna.
We had the. Alright, done. We're not playing anymore.
Okay.
All right.
You go, because it's my...
You got to do your questions first.
What is my question?
No, new questions.
Oh. We have to do one more, probably, because...
We always do it at the end where you forget your questions.
Right.
It's classic Paul Unger. You always get too excited at the end.
Going with the toys. Bring in the toys.
Okay.
Who had better toys? Happy Meals or Kids Meals?
Okay.
Kids Club from Burger King.
I'm aware. Okay. I'm gonna follow you. Hey, who had better playgrounds? McDonald's or
Burger King? Didn't have one.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I don't remember one.
Okay. All right. Or Hardee's? Do you remember Hardee's ones?
I'll think so. All
right. How about this? We'll do those. As far as like playground-esque things,
yeah.
What was better, Discovery Zone or Chuck E. Cheese?
Got it.
All right. How about that?
Discovery Zone.
So insane. So insane. The fact that only a couple kids died is shocking.
They died?
Oh, poor Paralyzed, I think, whatever it was.
Oh my god, dude. That's why it's not there anymore. That makes sense.
No companies on this, I believe.
Alright.
I remember
having birthday parties there.
I did too.
Yeah.
Did you ever Leaps and Bounds?
I did not go there. No, I remember that.
That was better, and it was way more dangerous. 7.
17.
27.
31.
Yeah. What's really crappy is I'm definitely not all the same. 10.
13.
23.
And last card.
I have queen, jack, 10, 7. I have 3 points. So I'm going to drag this on so Paul doesn't get scummed.
I have a double run.
You, man.
For 8. And then I have
4 for 12.
12. I'm not skunked.
You might come back with this. You might another big hand here in the game, man. You get the count for us next, too.
I don't think it's going to happen. 2 8, 6 2, and the cut card 3.
Is that just 2 points?
It's.
I'm trying to think of a way to make a.
No, you can't.
You can't.
2 points.
Wow. All right, never mind. Paul the.
Now you count first.
So,
Could I get out 22? Can I get a 22 hand?
Okay, it's very possible.
Okay.
A double double, and you pay some points? What you need is 2 8s, 2 7s, and a 6 cut. Game's over, my son. That's a 24 hand.
Don't say it, because it's going to happen.
Happy Meals had the better toys. Hands down.
Really?
I love the, as a kid, I love the little ones that look like the food. They actually transformed into like animals.
You know, I have tons of those in my closet right now.
Once again, Paul, I don't like toys like you do. Like, I loved them as a kid. I have no use for them as adults.
Well, my kids play them.
Lies. Those are dad's toys.
Kids, you want to play with these? No, Dad. You asked us this 5 times.
No, it's more like those are the
boys. No, but they're new ones.
The boys have their own toys, and you have your toys, and they're not allowed to touch them. Like, I don't want you to get jelly on this, you know, and that kind of stuff.
I put them in the glass case.
Yeah, 100%. All right, Discovery Zone or Chuck E. Cheese? Which one do you like better?
From what I remember, Discovery Zone. Like, Chuck E. Cheese had its ball pit, and it had, like, the creepy, like, underneath the ball pit that was pitch dark. Like, parents should really worry about their kids going in there.
They should definitely worry about their kids. I agree with that, a lot of that we were saying there, because I especially think, like, I really liked, Chuck E. Cheese had the animatronic, which they didn't have. They had the arcade, and then the tickets.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, like, bonuses they didn't have. And to be honest, like, I think people underestimate. I think Chuck E. Cheese had good pizza.
I know, you keep on saying that. I think that's at Bacon's Age. You can get Chuck E. Cheese pizza at Bacon's Age.
Yeah. Give me a cup.
Cut something good.
What was your question? Your question was, you scores on that, and mine was pizza. Okay, gosh. One last question.
Wait, should I give you another one now?
Yeah.
All right. Alright, so you remember you talked about, like, you do, like, 3 movie binge, like,
yeah.
Worms you had. What was it, like, Tremors?
Tremors, Beetlejuice, and Dune.
Dune, that's right.
You need all the sandworms.
Give me the main, like, topic matter, and 3 more. Binge.
A movie with, like,
a connector,
but it's not, like, they're all the same thing. Okay, alright. And then your question is, who wins in a fight? The Easter Bunny or Santa Claus? Fist fight. Alright, you start.
Okay. 9 19 29 10 20 27
go.
I have 2 kings, 9 and 6, but 9 was cut, so I have 2 pairs for 4, and then 15 once, 15 twice, 4 8s. So not the worst. I came back a little bit, but...
So right now, I need to cut something, because right now I have a king, queen, 10, 7, 5, and I was cut, so I have 4, which puts me in the stink hole.
You gotta have something in there.
You hope? And I do.
Yeah.
Pair of 3s puts me out, plus knobs, plus a 15, so I'm there.
Only 12.
Hey, you came 13. Back. You came back, man.
Oh.
So answer our questions. We always forget to do this. Your question for me was, the 3 movies. Okay, give me a second to think about that. Who wins in a fight, Santa Claus or?
I don't know. Santa Claus, the twinkle of his nose. I mean, has magical powers and levitation homes. I think the Easter Bunny would do a surprise, because bunnies are fast. So it'd do this surprise swoop around Santa, because Santa's a big guy.
Okay.
Can't move too much, so sweeps around him, puts the ears around his neck, and chokes him out. So Easter Bunny wins.
I like it. So, because we're playing with cards, it's going to be cards, the theme.
Okay.
And we're going to start with Maverick.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go Rounders.
Yep.
And then
that's the third one.
So I was going to go, originally I was going to go with 21, the one about blackjack owning.
Yeah, okay.
Casino Royale.
Oh yeah.
That's one.
Good call, man. Good call.
Ends with that, like, yeah, let's go. So
okay.
We always end the season with a couple things. We talk about our pegtastic person of the week.
Correct.
Which I didn't prepare, so I'm going to say it's me and my cribbage tattoo. The board on my arm, I have the pegtastic person of the week with my cribbage board tattoo.
And it's very, very good. There's no, like, wavy lines. It's straight. Like,
straight.
That tattoo artist did a bang-up job.
Yes. And then with this week in crib culture, I just learned about there's, like a weird underground group of cribbage games and bars around. It's called Grassroots. There's like two in West Dallas, two in Brookfield, two in like Milwaukee.
So
there's I didn't realize there's actually an organization of like cribbage of the North American cribbage. It's like the cribbage
like an association.
It's like the North American Cribbage Association.
Okay.
And then what you do is you want to be a member of it. You have to have like a game night and you're part of it's called your grassroots status. And so you hold like an actual like tournament.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you can look them up. There's a whole bunch of
We're going to Paul's Garage.
No, it's usually bars and like things like that. But like I found people who were in charge of the Milwaukee. They just came to my store and they saw my tattoo. And they go, "Oh, do you play cribbage?" I say, "Yeah." And they go, "Oh, where?" I go, "Well, I go to there's like 300 places I go to."
Yeah.
And well, there's like some that actually cribbage tournament. Indeed does one, and Dreamlight does one where they actually have cribbage nights. You know?
Yeah.
It was interesting to know that there's like we always kind of complain about they're out there.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Tip of the day.
Tip of the day. What you got for me, Paulie?
So the tip of the day just came out of this game, actually.
Yeah.
So if you see your opponent has a flush in their hand,
don't worry about trying to peg.
Or if they have a run, because it's probably just a smorgasbord of random numbers.
Especially if that person tells you, "I got a flush." Yeah. Your partner goes, "Oh, never bring a flush, right?" You just like, "Yeah, okay, worry about
that." All right, there's no runs.
Pegging is weak, just a random thing today. Yeah. You really should just try to pair stuff at that point. Like,
pretty much.
Because like, you know, and I don't have a repeat, so you don't have to worry about like whenever card.
So don't overthink it. Just have fun and have a good conversation.
If he leaves a four, feel free to put another four down, because he's not going to have a backup four. You can't repeat in the same suit.
Great tip, Paul.
Great tip. So if you like us and want to follow us, subscribe, rate, review, whatever podcast service you're out there, we love that. You can follow me, myself, is Not That Manny, and Snapchat, Instagram, and X now, I guess, instead of Twitter. I'm Matt Greener on Facebook. You can listen to our sister podcast, Better 3D, on the same platform right now. I'm also on TikTok. I don't post anything, but if you want to follow me for whatever reason, I'm Garlic Bread Baron on there. So that's, you like that, Dave? There you go. And then this podcast, you can follow on Instagram at Peg with Paul.
Peg with Paul. There you go.
On Instagram. Maybe I should start at X. I didn't do it right away, but maybe I should do a Twitter one. But there you go.
All right. You can find me at Paul Unger Draws, all one word, on Instagram. And that's it.
All right. Next time, everyone. Do what Paul does. Keep pegging those holes.